going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's really come as quite a shock to me that there is this level of hatred and violence from the left. I always thought the left, or Democrats, were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships, they're firing bullets into dealerships, they're just, smashing up Teslas. Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything harmful.
Just how desperate is the left to stop Elon Musk? As of this morning, they've turned their campaign of terror and their rage on individual Tesla owners who refuse to sell their Teslas. Left-wing terrorists, because that's what they are, have launched a site called DogeQuest. New York Post just broke this. It's an interactive map that uses an image of a Molotov cocktail as a cursor. Yeah, that's about as subtle as a brick through glass. The site's operators post the names, addresses, and phone numbers of Tesla owners throughout the U.S. So you can, I guess, presumably go figure out which one of your neighbors or where the closest Tesla owner is, and I don't know, I guess firebomb them if they refuse to sell their cars. And they say, listen, we'll take your name off this website and your address and your information if you contact us with proof that you have sold your Tesla. Folks, I'm going to guarantee you something. There will not be a single Democrat in leadership that condemns this. Not one. In fact, I'd go so far as to bet there won't be a single Democrat member of Congress who condemns this. And folks, if you watch what's going on with the firebombing of these dealerships, we have a very, very narrow window to get control of this violence before it goes wild. Look, part of the test here is that during the Summer of Love, $2 billion worth of damage, and that's just the final insurance report. Remember, 30 to 40% of small businesses don't even have insurance. And so whatever the damages were there, we don't even know. It's probably another billion from the Summer of Love. The mistake we made, Trump was part of this, but it was Republicans overall, was not rounding these people up federally and putting them in prison. Well, Trump's doing that this time. Pam Bondi saying this.
We have people we're locking up on that. We have someone in jail right now from one of the dealerships. They threw a Molotov cocktail through a dealership. They're looking at up to 20 years in prison. So if you're going to touch a Tesla, go to a dealership, do anything, you better watch out because we're coming after you.
Wow.
And
well,
if you're funding this, we're coming after you. We're going to find out who you are.
And that is what it's going to take. We did not do that last time during the Summer of Love. These leftists have got to quickly see their comrades in arms or in Molotov cocktails locked up in prison awaiting trial and facing up to 20 years of domestic terrorism charges. But here's the question, folks. This reeks of desperation. Why is the left this desperate. This doesn't make them look good. And a lot of those who've been arrested, if you just even looking in their eyes in these mugshots, oh my gosh, these looters are clearly, many of them, mentally ill, off, not right. Exactly the kind of person the left specializes in pushing over the edge to violence. With their media lies, their online lies, the lies of their politicians, all of it aimed deliberately at weaponizing these people to act as weapons themselves. But why go to this level over cuts to government? Well, folks, it's beginning to look like there's an astonishing amount of money at play here. 2 days ago, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who chairs the DOJ subcommittee, put out a mind-bending tweet about the amount of money that's in question here. She wrote, "During my first DOJ committee hearing, it was exposed that nearly $1 trillion per year of fraudulent and improper payments could be saved by simply putting identity verification software on federal government payment processors. This would stop checks from being sent to dead people, illegals, and criminals in foreign countries just by verifying people's identity. Think about it. You have to verify your identity many times a day just to complete basic tasks. But our own government just blindly sends checks to anyone and everyone, whether citizen, non-citizen, dead or alive. We must end this malpractice and outright waste, fraud, and abuse. This is the mission of DOJ." $1 trillion a year? Folks, that's half the deficit. We just had a record-breaking deficit. It was $2 trillion. That's the unfunded amount of the budget. Here's another way you can think about the scope of the theft. It was only by accident that we found out about the $29 billion that was simply forwarded out of the EPA. We wouldn't even know about it if James O'Keefe, the investigative journalist, hadn't trapped a mid-level Biden appointee at the EPA on video camera, basically got him to admit that, oh, hey, yeah, when Trump won, we panicked and threw gold bars off the Titanic. So they went looking for it, and they found almost $30 billion with a B. And that's how we found the $2 billion that went to Democrat activist Stacey Abrams into an account that had never handled more than a couple thousand dollars. In fact, before they gave them the money, she had to do a basic budget training session. $2 billion. And all of the rest of the committees, it would turn out, according to Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrator, well, they were all either run by, these were nonprofits, or staffed by major Democrat donors, former Obama staffers, former Biden staffers. Basically, this is Democrat fraud, waste, and graft. Now, think about this for a minute. That's almost $30 billion. That's just one agency. It's just the EPA. On Friday's podcast, we documented how John Podesta, former campaign manager for Hillary Clinton and long-term fundraiser for her, was given a $375 billion, with a B, billion-dollar slush fund of green enviro money that was then sent out the door to, you guessed it, a whole bunch of nonprofits that had only existed for less than 6 months, the vast majority of them. And then again, almost all of them connected to Democrats. How much money are we talking across the whole of government? I guarantee you someone somewhere knows. Someone somewhere has set this whole thing up. Now, take a listen to what Elon Musk revealed on Senator Ted Cruz's podcast just this weekend. This is an update to what they found.
Or like credit cards. You found the same thing with government credit cards.
We found that there are twice as many credit cards as there are humans. I still don't have a good explanation for why this is the case. And these are $10,000 limit cards. So it's a lot of money.
Is it incompetence that you're finding, or is this like the biggest money laundering scheme in the history of the world that you're finding?
If you say, look, what's the waste to fraud ratio?
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's like 80% waste, 20% fraud.
I think that's being generous. And again, when you send $2 billion to Stacey Abrams, is that waste? To me, it looks like theft, but she didn't actually like break in anywhere and steal it. So see how this works. Now, remember we learned that some of these mainstream media outlets had sold a whole bunch of these subscriptions to the federal government? Yeah. Well, on the podcast, Elon Musk says what they're finding now is so much broader than what they initially did. Listen to this. And you can begin to get an idea what the Democrats are protecting when they're bombing Tesla dealerships. Because it appears the federal government is supporting their entire media network of liberal media outlets. It would have to be at the level Elon Musk is describing here.
In every government department, I say every because we've not yet found a single exception, there are far too many software licenses and media subscriptions, meaning many more software licenses and media subscriptions than there are humans in the department.
Like you were saying, like an agency with 15,000 people might have 30,000 licenses.
Yes.
And even of the 15,000 employees, a good chunk of them hadn't used the license, had never logged on or used the application.
Yes. We found entire situations of software licenses or media subscriptions where there were zero logins.
Wow. So it had and yet we were paying for it.
Yes, so the government was paying for thousands of licenses.
Then there are the magic money computers.
One of the things you told me about is what you called magic money computers at the Treasury.
Yeah,
so tell us about it, because I never heard of that until you brought that up.
Okay, so you may think that the government computers all talk to each other, they synchronize, they add up what funds are going somewhere, and it's coherent. And that the numbers, for example, that you're presented as a senator are actually the real numbers.
One would think.
No, yeah. They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're not totally wrong, but they're probably off by 5% or 10% in some cases. So I call a magic money computer any computer which can just make money out of thin air. That's magic money.
So how does that work?
It just issues payments.
And you said there's something like 11 of these computers at Treasury that are sending out trillions in payments?
They're mostly at Treasury. Some are, but there's some at HHS, some at, there's one or two at State, there's some at DOD. I think we found now 14 magic money computers.
14,
They just send money out of nothing.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know what those are, folks? Those are inflation-making computers. If you're just making money out of nothing and spreading payments, that creates inflation. He didn't actually give a total for how much money these magic money computers had made. I'm looking forward to getting that. Finally, he says, we've still got, and we know the number for this, it's $500 billion in programs that have expired, but the money still goes out the door.
So we saw a lot of payments going out of Treasury that had no payment code and no explanation for the payment. And then we'd try to figure out what that payment is, and we'd see that, okay, that contract was supposed to be shut off, but someone forgot to shut off that contract, and so the company kept getting money.
Wow.
Now, is that waste or fraud?
Yeah, both.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, both.
But it's
sort of you know you're getting something you're not supposed to get.
But wait, there's more. We may have found the back end for where some of this money went. The fundraising nerve center of the entire Democrat Party. It funds most seasons, most campaigns for the Democrats, get at least a check out of it if you're a halfway serious candidate. It funds wholesale campaigns, national campaigns, individual campaigns, general advertising, and all of the Democrats' base groups. It's called Act Blue. Well, a funny thing happened last week. The top seven at Act Blue all resigned almost simultaneously. Now, this has been brewing for a while. James O'Keefe, same journalist referenced earlier in the gold bars off the Titanic scandal, started going around with a video camera to the donors to Act Blue, because they had donors where individual donors were writing 500, 600 checks for $10 each to like every Democrat campaign via Act Blue or writing them to Act Blue. And he went door to door and said, hey, listen, are you writing all these checks? And they're like, to who? What? No, we didn't. So who's writing them? They're obviously moving money this way and making it look like individual donations. Well, James Comer, who chairs the Oversight Committee, began to learn during the Biden administration about dozens of SAR reports for Act Blue. SAR reports are very serious. They started with George W. Bush, and they're meant to detect money laundering by large international criminal operations, think terrorists, drug cartels. Well, he found out that dozens of these SARs had been leveled at ActBlue by banks. And banks don't have any choice in this when their algorithms, when their software detects money laundering, fraud, criminal activity, they have to turn it over to the Treasury. The Treasury can refer it for prosecution if it wants. Well, after Trump won, James Comer, who, by the way, is the former head of a bank, he said in the 10 years he chaired the bank, they had one suspicious activity report on one customer. So that shows you just kind of where, you know, how rare this is. It wasn't a big bank. It wasn't like Bank of America. They may have a lot more, but kind of how rare this is. And so the Biden administration let him take a look at just a few of them.
We requested from Treasury during the Biden administration to see whether or not there were bank violations called suspicious activity reports against ActBlue. Of course, they never would get back with us. Finally, after the election, they confirmed that there were some. They allowed my staff to go in and view like 10 or 12. They were really bad. But I can say on with confidence, there are hundreds more. And now with the new Trump administration, we're going to be able to go in there and look at them. I think we'll be able to answer a lot of questions.
Hundreds more? Folks, that would make ActBlue one of the largest criminal operations, money laundering operations on the planet.
And the fact that there are so many shows that the banks were suspicious of a lot of activity. And what we believe is what's been reported and suggested on a lot of conservative channels over the years is that this money wasn't actually coming from John Doe and Jane Doe sitting at home donating $10 every week to every Democrat candidate running for every office in America. We always suspected there was an influx of cash coming in from other ways. And the way ActBlue set up their account, it would be very easy to launder money into there through fake credit card accounts and fake names and things like that. So the banks, by virtue of catching so many violations from so many different banks, which would suggest to me these were credit cards, I think that we're going to be able to find out where the source of a lot of this money was coming from.
I wonder if what's running through your mind right now is the same thing running through my mind. A funny kind of feeling that that source of a lot of this money, I mean, aside from China, I'm sure they chipped in quite a bit, is going to be our tax dollars. Think what he said. There's a bunch of credit cards making these donations. Weird. Aren't there thousands of credit cards, thousands more than there are federal employees? Yeah, that money's going somewhere. I wonder how this is all going to knit together. I have a feeling it's going to be one of the biggest financial scandals of all time. And we're only just now seeing the vague outlines of it. Pray that Elon Musk lives long enough to uncover the rest. Because folks, the ferocity, they have hit over 500 times with these Tesla dealerships and some individual owners. Folks, that is a level of desperation. And they're not going to stop. And with this level of money at stake, you can actually see why they'd be this violent.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.